Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Monday night, Sports Ticket, one-on-one, DPHA. Going to carry you through till 10 or so. Get used to long ticket sports nights. Forward. We're going to pack the joint until you fall asleep with us. Yeah, we're going long. We're going deep. Because it's football season and you deserve it. The Sartor Hamann text line, 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us with a what's up. Let us know you're out there, and we will include you in the show. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. There's a Major League Baseball playoff run. There's big signings in the National Football League. But there's a lead. There's a lead story. Three sleeps until Kansas City. Three sleeps until it is the Cincinnati Bearcats and your Nebraska Huskers. And there's lots of questions. There's lots of things that we're curious about. And I think that's the full temperature of the room I want to set. Because I'm gonna break the I'm gonna break the glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, okay, y'all ready for this? I just want to say this, and then I will be held to it through eternity. If anyone tells you they know what's gonna happen Thursday, they are lying to you. If they tell you they know what the Huskers' record's going to be, no, they don't.
Yeah, I've been caught lying to my family for 3 years in a row.
No, they don't. You can tell me how you feel about something.
Yeah,
you can tell me how you feel. You can tell me what you think will happen. But when, if you're just taking it as an opinion, cool. If you're taking it as somebody saying, I know what this, no, they don't. I don't care. I don't care what facility they're in. I don't care what vacuum they're in. I don't care what experience they have. I don't care how many, you know, they've got a third eye, you know, that's telling them they're empaths, and they tell you, you know, I've seen this. I dreamed of this. They don't know. You know what? You know why I know? You know why I know? Because no one knows. No one knows. Don't know what the Huskers' record's going to be. No idea. No idea. We can all wish they go undefeated. We can all hope they go undefeated. Simply because, as a fan, you're allowed to hope they go that your team goes undefeated. That is a statement of truth for every sports fan in the world. that they hope at the beginning of the season, they hope their team goes undefeated. They may not expect it, but anybody tells you, hey, we're going to run the table. Nope. Don't know. Don't know. There's a thing that science tells you, right? And it is corrective thinking that they will tell you that from the same DNA and the same environment raised in, that two children in the family born of the same DNA, same parents, living in the same house, under the same rules, under the same financial situation, emotional, identical. No. You ready for this truth? Let me blow your mind. That you have an older brother, right?
Yeah, three older brothers.
Three older brothers. That none of your brothers were raised by the same parents.
I can see the results, yeah. I mean, we're all very different. It has, my parents have definitely changed in how they raised each one of us.
Your parents and their first child,
mm-hmm.
They are brand new. Brand new. Brand new energy, brand new love, brand new financial situation, brand new work environment, brand new community, brand new house, brand new things in the house, brand new eating schedules, brand new everything. And then they will gain and gather experience. They will become better parents at some things and worse parents at other things because they're human. And when the second child comes along, the second child never meets the first parents. They never know them. They're never going to get that first, that expectation, the holding of the breath, mm-hmm. Right? The first gasp at what they've created for the first time, right? The first baby steps, the first words, the first time they get to dress their baby, the first family pictures, the first sharing with the family. They're not the same. They're not the same. They may be more knowledgeable. They may be more experienced. They're not the same. Third son comes along. That enthusiasm that they had for the eldest son, it's a little bit gone. It's a little bit gone. Every parent out there will tell you, hey, listen, let's get through this.
Oh, my brother, sorry, he's not listening. He's number three.
Hey, man, let's get through it. Let's get through it. We know the routine. Chop, chop. Let's go. We got things to do. We listen. We got more bills to pay. We got more clothes to buy, more food to buy, everything else. Hopefully, we've advanced in our career. We've made money or made better decisions. And if we haven't, guess what? It shows up in child number three, and there's nothing you can do about it. That being said, we have no idea what this Nebraska team is. We have no idea. New coaching staff, new group leaders, new NIL rules, new money, new revenue share, new counselors on board, new consultants on board, different expectations, different way of working. The way Coach Rayola worked a year ago is not the way because he's got a different offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Different quarterbacks coach, different expectations. He's got a different offensive line. This offensive line has never taken live rapid fire before. Never done it. All they know is each other. All they know is the Husker defense. They don't know anything else. They haven't been leaned on by anybody who is not their friend, who is not aware of who they are and who cares about them. Every defender that they've faced to this point is respectful of them. And, hey, everybody they've faced to this point knows how fast and how strong they are. They know what it's like to lean up against them. They know how hard they have to go to get a win. We don't know. We don't know this tight end room. We don't know the receiver room. We've never seen them together before.
And if you look at the depth chart they put out, too, they're open about, we got questions. There's a lot of oars on there for a reason.
They don't know either. Mm-hmm. Listen, I never went into a game. There were over, I think, 2,000 games. I never knew how the game was going to go. That's why you don't sleep the night before. If you, the more you think you know, the more questions you seek and how many dark corners you can go into to figure out, oh, let me go, let me look at film one more time.
I'd like to know how many dark corners Florida State looked into last year before their game versus Georgia Tech.
Because
they never got out of that dark corner.
Well, because you don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you are. There are people who sit in front of this microphone and they don't know who they are that day. Hopefully, you're smarter than you were yesterday. Hopefully, you're more prepared than you were yesterday. Hopefully, you have more information than you may, than you had yesterday, right? You're, mm-hmm. you're more knowledgeable. But we as fans haven't seen this team. We haven't seen this team. We have not seen, we haven't even seen the starting group together as it may line up Thursday night. We know what they told us about them.
Mm-hmm. We still don't know which 11 are going to be there.
We don't know what 11. We don't know which set you're going to, what scheme are you going to use?
I'm intrigued by the just the coaching staff, too. How are those guys going to work together? It's going to be interesting. How much does Phil Snow have to say on the defense? Is Matt Rhule just fully CEO, or is he harping on the defensive line? Because that's where his bread and butter used to be. And now you got Terry Brown. You got a new face there. You got Phil Simpson. Lineman. I mean, there's a lot of... Although it's all been hailed as great plugins, it's a lot of plugins.
You can say that you feel
mm-hmm.
comfortable with the new additions, but you don't know anything about them. They've talked to you. Strike that. They've talked at you.
Yeah, there you go.
They haven't talked to, they haven't talked to the fan base. There's not one, listen to me, that you can say, there's not one time you can say, I know in this situation, first and 10 at the 20, we know what 11's going to be, what package they're going to be in, what the focus is, play number one, focus number one, result number one. Because if that first down's at the 45-yard line, at Nebraska's own 45, or if it's at Cincinnati's 30 via a turnover, are you calling the same play? Are they call? Do we know what they're calling? Do we know who the? Do we know how Dylan's going to feel Thursday morning? Do we know how he's going to sleep? Do we know what he's eating? Remember, you're eating on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you take some food with you, but if you're taking food with you, there's a risk. If you're getting food there, there's a risk. You try to control as many things as possible. We don't know what the hotel bed situation is going to be like.
And they're not always great. You run into some interesting ones every now and then.
Oh, bro.
I'll never forget Kyle Perry told me the story, and I won't put the hotel out there. His room had bed bugs in the thing.
Oh, Alabama.
Imagine losing sleep the before
University
the game.
University of Alabama, Birmingham. We went down and played them, and I mean to tell you, and these weren't bed bugs. These were bed monsters, bro.
Gross.
These were active. Bro, my skin's crawling just thinking about it. That we had to change hotels.
It was just the entire hotel was
we
infested.
Well, because everybody looked. Normally, you're tired. We got in there. We got in late. Mm-hmm. The game we were playing the next day, but we got in late. And so usually in those situations, it's quick team check in, into bed, get up, see you at breakfast, right? See you at breakfast or study hall, or whatever you're gonna do. But the phones start ringing. And you could hear, like, it was a chain. Hey, man. Hey. And then people start running back and forth from room to room to see.
Gross.
Oh, bruh. And, oh, man. Barry Washburn. Dickie Dixon. Literally, there was one, like, on his neck.
Oh.
And you just, like, he was scratching it, and it was all grody. And David Fitzgerald, I've never seen anybody laugh that hard, but it was the uncomfortable, right? Because then it's everybody get like because we wanted to get in the shower, wash off whatever, anybody that had gotten in the bed to shower, get dressed, but we had to leave the bags on the outside.
Yeah, you can't bring those in there. Then you got to burn all your clothes, too.
Right. So then we had food that was being delivered to the team hotel. So that had to be canceled, and we had to restructure. Of course, it's late night in Birmingham, Alabama, not exactly the cuisine center of the universe. But this is the thing. And then you don't know how your team's going to deal with that 2 hour. You're thrown off schedule, right? So it's 2 hours to find a hotel that has enough rooms. And then, of course, nobody's settled in.
Mm-hmm. Or right? Ate or anything.
Right? And this is pre-cell phone. So everybody's on a landline in a phone booth calling parents to let them know what's going on. The parents are like, what's going on? Of course, in what case would that be where the parents make it a better situation? Now, they're going to stir it up and make it even worse. They had recommendations. They didn't want their son staying at a certain hotel. So they were recommending, of course, then the parents with more money suggested the higher level hotel. And the coach is like, well, we don't have the money for that because we've got to pay for it. And it was
just our last hotel just had bugs. Like, how much money do you think we got here,
right,
Chief?
Right. It was there. But I mean, this is Division I. So it wasn't like, you know, we weren't staying in the economy, you know, we weren't in the Econo Lodge.
You just don't know, to your point.
And this was a brand. Yeah. This was a brand. Like, we felt comfortable.
It just takes one jackwagon, though, to ruin a hotel.
So you never know what's going on with teams on the way there the night before. Like, we don't know what Tuesday night will be for Husker football. We don't know what it's like for Cincinnati. Like, we don't know what's going on in the marriages of the coaching staff at Cincinnati. We don't. So when people say we know, no. What you're doing is you're wagering. You're putting yourself in a space where you're claiming expertise when it doesn't really exist. And it's fine to say, based on what I know, versus, as Steve Sippel would say, what I know versus what I think I know. Mm-hmm. That's fine, because most of the things that you think you know, you don't. I could look at Nebraska's offense from last year, week 5, which would be entirely different than the offense from week 12 or the Pinstripe Bowl. But that has nothing to do with the offense that will take the field Thursday. The same thing applies for Cincinnati. Why? Because Cincinnati, their skill position people, none of them are returning. These are all transfers. These are all new folks. Like, you can tell me you know the quarterback, right? But there is a difference between throwing to Nebraska's number 6 receiver and their number 1 receiver. Quarterback play should elevate when you get better talent around you, and it becomes simpler. Throws become simpler. Your stats become better because, one, there's not as many drops. 2, they're where they're supposed to be. 3, they're when they're supposed to be. 4, they catch it. And then 5, they do more with it than everybody that's listed behind them. But we don't know Cincinnati's skill position people. We can go back to what they did at their previous stop a year or two ago, because several of them have been at several schools in the last 2 years. So guess what? What you did at Western Kentucky versus what you did at Texas A&M, not the same. Not same. So when someone says, I know how this is going, here's what I think is going to happen. Okay, cool. Okay. Literally, you just farted. Like, just go ahead, dude. Just go ahead and do that. But the reality is, we don't know, but we can be curious. We can be curious. And if I'm asking Husker listeners, Husker fans, Harrison, now we can have a different conversation, because we don't know how good these rooms are, but I can be curious about how you feel, how comfortable you are in those groups, how confident you are about those groups. And that's a different, that to me is a more reasonable conversation.
Stop you from eating crow left and right.
Well,
as the season rolls on, if you say a bunch of declaratives, you're going to be in. I mean, there's a reason Vegas stays on top, because everybody thinks they knows.
Everybody. And they got a plan. Like, everybody goes in Vegas. I know exactly what I'm going to play. I got the rules of engagement, all these things. And even the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You don't beat Vegas.
Well, like, what was the spread for UNLV and Idaho State? Like 35? 31-37, final score. And UNLV almost tricked it off and lost the money line altogether. So.
Well, it was like the Iowa State,
Kansas State
game was a bad beat. That was a bad beat. Because there's literally no reason for that game to finish the way it did, right?
Because, that one or Hawaii and Stanford was crazy as well.
Well, the over-under was what?
Three.
It was three
in Kansas State's favor.
Well,
but the over-under, I'm not entirely sure what was.
I want to say it was like 48.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And it's 24-21. Late in the fourth quarter. And then Iowa State pulls the short yardage play. The running back breaks it, scores. The over's won. The over's done. Now, if you're betting the under, you're panicked because, no, you're looking for a hold, like get a stop, and then maybe he'll miss the field goal or he'll make the field goal but still be under. What you don't want, the last thing you want to happen is a touchdown. And there's no reason for the touchdown to happen, right? And you can't bet that. You can't say, okay, I think they're going to, you know, fourth and two, they're going to. Well, they did. Everybody goes crazy. Except. They mark him down 6 inches short.
If that, yeah.
Right? They mark him short. Vegas rejoices. Confetti in the air. Now, everybody who bet the over is still, hey, man, like they'll punch this in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll punch this in. Piece of cake. So for they don't. Except for they don't.
That's why I love the college game so much. It happens in the NFL level too, but at the college level, I mean, to start off the game, who was it out of Kansas State? Like, let me just yard this inside the one real quick. Like you just run into some place where it's like, yep, we're not quite pro yet. You're gonna see those mistakes happen, no matter if they never. Like we had it with Cam Taylor Britt, one of the most experienced, polished guys you think you can trust back there, and he had a couple times where he just struggled with the punt to the point where a guy that we thought we absolutely knew could handle it struggled there. Now he's doing great in the NFL. He has no problems, but like in that
position, they don't put him in punt return.
Exactly. We didn't know. And we found out eventually.
Well, they figured it out.
Yeah.
Right. Hey man, don't ask him to do stuff that he's proven he can't do. But if you had asked Nebraska football the day before that first game,
I would have been in love with
shorthanded.
It. Yep.
Shorthanded. Shorthanded. Hey, high IQ, high football IQ. It's going to make the right decisions. And he's shorthanded. Those are the two boxes that would have been checked first.
And high IQ and shorthanded are both true. And it still didn't work out at all how you would think.
Not if you saw those games. You did. No. Not if you saw those games. They weren't. And here's the thing. If we said that Hawaii, I don't know what universe we're in where Hawaii was favored over Stanford any. Like what have we done? What have we done?
I thought Luck would get some more respect.
What have we done
coach of the with program?
Andrew Luck couldn't save them from Hawaii.
He almost did it.
Yeah, but
almost pulled it off. Again, you had a crazy pick at the end there where the defensive end just jumps up, has a lucky, he like stops it, like bounces off his helmet and just right into his hands, swings the game for Hawaii.
Make the throw.
Well, he made it.
You have the lead. You have the lead and the ball, and you're driving. The one thing you cannot do is give Hawaii the ball.
I don't understand. Well, they had that pick, and then also
why not run the ball?
Well, look, that was for their entire bread and butter. Is yeah, you know, me and Trista were talking about. They looked like Brett Bielema Illinois. Big Ten West football. This is what it looked like.
Let's just run the ball. They hadn't stopped it. You just went, you know, I think the running back had 45 yards of the previous drive.
Yeah, he racked up over 100. They had over 200 yards. Yeah, and then the last drive, when you need to, worst case scenario, milk clock, so they don't get another attempt, you take 15 seconds to go three and out on three incomplete passes.
But you know what happens. There's some coach. Again, it's, you know what we should do?
Worst thing you could probably
hear. It happens. And here's the thing. If we said this to Nebraska fans, that in Dublin, their last trip, that all the momentum is with the Huskers. All of it's wearing scarlet and green.
The biggest, you know what we should do
all moment. All of it. And some coach said, you know what we should do right here? Let's put a nail in it. Onside kick. And there was not an adult in the room who goes, no, what we should do is what we've been doing.
There had to have been some faces on that sideline that I would love to know everyone's reaction.
This is exactly my point. Having been a coach and been in those rooms and been on the headphones where I heard a coach say a thing that I knew was a terrible idea. Barry and I have told these stories, right? That we've been told things and we just went, oh, no. Oh, watch this.
Speak up about it, though?
Yes, and it didn't. I might as well talk to the headphone right there on the desk.
I'm just perplexed. Because, again, I'm just going to always think that game is going to forever haunt a lot of fans.
The human element, we forget the human element. And we don't know who's having a bad day. Little did we know that the coach that made the call that Barry and I banged our head against the wall. We didn't know that his wife was cheating on him and that he had just found out about it on Wednesday before the Friday game. So little did anybody who was around the game or who cared to get went, oh, we should have known that he was not going to have a good night. Of course you should have known, but you couldn't know. You couldn't know. And I say this all the time. If you're betting on college students, you're betting on teenagers who we don't know what percentage of the team washed their underwear that week. Not that day, that week. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know whose mom's got an overdue phone bill and they couldn't reach him because the cell phone was turned off, or the girlfriend went MIA and the player's worried, or they're struggling academically already, right? In the struggle, got a course. We don't know.
Yeah, it's that first week of school too. All that's an effect of, you know, you're getting ready in classes and then you're heading off to Kansas City immediately as soon as you start school.
I just want to have the conversation where we are being honest about confidence level and comfort level. And that's a different discussion. That's a different discussion. So, Harrison, we'll go to break. We'll come back. We will start at a position where there is a level of comfort, a pretty high level of comfort, until you ask the next question. The first question is, how comfortable are you in this room? And you will say, well, because of this, I'm super comfortable. And then I'll ask another question, and that will change your answer. It will change your answer. So we'll talk about the depth chart, your comfort level. Texters, get your texting fingers ready. Because the question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, Harrison, what is your comfort? And you can have two different numbers, your comfort level and your confidence level in the quarterback room. We'll get your answer when we come back.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, One-on-One. We're going to go till 10. Confidence. Comfort. Confidence and comfort. That as we're three sleeps away, you know, how comfortable are you going to sleep Wednesday night, Harrison Arnes? You Are you comfortable that this will be a win, or are you uncomfortable?
Comfort level is probably like a 5.
So 50-50 ball.
50-50 ball.
It's a 50-50
for comfort wise.
It's a 50-50 ball. It's a 50-50 ball. I
go through this all the time. Like until we, you know, we have this stretch. I think it's like what? Minnesota, Northwestern, USC, UCLA. Until we go 4-0 in one of those stretches where you get two kind of tough games and two games where you just chalk wins. Until you can go 4-0, it's like, you know, I just can't give an absolute vote of confidence that we're just going to get the right up the W. And now, like I said, there's a lot of stuff in the preseason that makes me optimistic, but we constantly fail to beat the middle tier Big Ten teams.
And what would make you optimistic about this team? Have you seen?
8-9 win seasons.
What have you seen?
What made me optimistic is when you get a guy like Dane Key in here. The idea of, but I do like the coaching staff a lot.
He's not all American.
No, but you bring in some talent.
Is he all
there.
Big Ten?
No. But gives you hope that you at least filled that room. And then I do love the coaching staff in terms of who they brought in. We'll see how it shakes out and how they communicate.
I'm a Brad fan. I'm a Key fan. But we don't know.
No, we don't. But like, if I'm looking for optimism, like that's the sources of light. It doesn't mean it might, you know, lead me into a dark valley, but right now it looks bright.
Stay away from the light, Emily Ann. Run towards the light, Emily Ann. Here's the thing. Comfort and confidence in the quarterback room, the quarterback position. You can say quarterback room, quarterback position. Two different spaces.
Because
The quarterback room includes a much bigger, vaster. But the quarterback position, what is your confidence level in the quarterback position?
That one's actually probably feel the best about 8.
What is your comfort in the quarterback room?
Like a 6. I'm a little bit thrown off by Gramstead slipping to QB3. Now that could be schematic because they're planning on getting him in there. TJ Lateef versus Akron, and I think it was Houston Christian. But yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any of those guys outside of Dylan Raiola. I haven't seen them in a live game. So we're at like probably a 5-6 there.
And we have to remember the coordinator, quarterback's coach, coordinators, right? There are more things. And hey, who impacts the quarterback room the most? What other group?
That's wide receivers.
That offensive line.
I do think we got an upgrade though in terms of wide receiver coach. Nothing against McGuire, but he's young. Just a young guy. Let's get some more seasoning.
Harrison, you just hit him with the, don't take this personally.
I did, but you know what? You look at you hear me talking on air. He's like, "Look, there's a young buck on air. Don't take this personally, but maybe shut your mouth."
not for nothing, but
nonetheless, best of luck to him. No ill will.
Not for nothing, but I think it's an upgrade.
I won't ask you what you think, but I do like the direction of the wide receiver room right now. We got to see
comfort in the wide receiver room.
We'll go 7.
Confidence in the receivers. Oh, Pete the Raccoon. He's coming to eat. He's coming to dinner. See him across.
He is quick out there.
See him?
Yeah, we can put that on.
He's the bigger of the two. He's the bigger of the two. I hope he makes it across the street. He's a daredevil. Like, wait for the red light.
Downtown Lincoln's just wild. Your feed's getting a little out of control. Right. Pretty soon we're going to see coyotes roaming around our building waiting for their food as well.
The food chain is the food chain. Food chain is the food chain.
And where were we? Was it wide receivers?
The wide receiver room.
Wide receiver room. Confidence or comfort?
Confidence.
Confidence. We'll go 7. Comfort and confidence are the same there. I mean, with Dylan Raiola at that, that's those two groups feed off each other.
Is that because of Dylan? Is that?
Well, realistically, you need the wide receivers to step up if you're going to have your 5-star look like a 5-star. So
is Dylan a 5-star?
I mean, his freshman year, I'd say he looked like a 5-star.
Really?
True freshman, walking into what that room was, pretty broken. I mean, it was. In my mind, you're trying to figure out. You just came off of your Jeff Gibson.
He didn't beat out Arch Manning to win the job.
He didn't bring out, but, you know, you might give Manning the 6-star
yeah,
if you really want to. But
He didn't beat he. There wasn't a lot of competition in that quarterback room.
No, I mean he was the guy, and that was evident. But
I mean that was his job from day one. That was his job.
I mean, as a true freshman, I mean with 20 plus touchdowns, he threw 11 or 13 picks on the year.
13 touchdowns, 11 picks.
It was 13 and 11.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well. Let me look up. 67% right. Completion rating.
He might have been higher than that. Yeah, 67-1, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, that those numbers are pretty good. When you look at a lot of his picks, some of them were just bad in terms of Illinois through the wide receiver's hands. And so some of those you're going to ride off, but you're going to get, you know, three of those every season, it feels like. I don't know. I'm still, like, when I watched Illinois, the picks were bad, but I do have a lot of confidence. Like, I didn't see a quarterback out there making egregious throws outside of that. Right after halftime, well, UCLA pick.
But I think your confidence number shows that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's not a nine.
Right? Offensive line. Confidence level.
We'll go six.
Comfort. Offensive line room.
I think seven, you got depth there. You move pieces around, which isn't always great in the middle of the season, but.
Do you have good depth?
You got supposedly good depth. You see a bunch of ores. That's either a sign of good depth or a sign of no one sticking out whatsoever.
See, this is my thing, right?
Well, it's like Mosey move from wide receiver to the running back room. Is it because he's a great athlete or you got red flags in the running back room, especially with the Ives injury? So, like, these are, you know, we're kind of honing in on the issues here, but.
All right. So, write down your numbers.
That's going to be a good idea.
Write down your numbers, right? Because then we will go to the running back room. We will go to the running back room. Your confidence in the running game. Let me say that. Your confidence in the running game.
Assuming people stay healthy.
It's your room.
Okay, it's a healthy season and the boys are doing well. We'll go eight.
Comfort in the running back room.
Five. That's why I said healthy. If Emmett Johnson goes down, the run game goes down to like a five or a four. It's, I don't know what to expect with Nelson kind of came out of the woodwork. Not that he's not deserving. Maybe he's looking great in practice. And then again, Mosey sneaking in there and then you got the Ives injuries. It was already kind of a room where you were like one and then who's two. And then one of the position groups where you get to one, two, three, four quicker than really any of the other rooms. It's a bit unnerving. And maybe it works out great. I don't know about a whole lot about any of those guys outside of Emma Johnson.
We really don't.
Mm-hmm.
The tight end room, how confident are you?
It's a mixed bag. You get the Luke Lindenmeyer, who's tight end who's just been tight end by, you know, his life and what I mean by that. Harvard backup QB to tight end. Carter Nelson, wide receiver first year at Ainsworth. He was coach, where do you want me position? I mean, you're just going to dominate at that level. And now he's from wide receiver to tight end. You lose Markway. Six. In comfort.
Confidence.
We're going to go lock even. Six and six.
I think six is your number.
I got to pick a room that I'm high on. I'm very cautious about this season, DPS.
But this is why we're having the conversation. Because walking into it, it requires a different perspective. And this is where we are. We'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll go up down the coaching staff.
Real quick, before we go to break, since we're streaming only, I do got to ask, like, where are you at on the tight end room? Because I hear a lot of people's tight end room here at the University of Nebraska. If I talk to some people, it is the best room in the Big Ten and other people. That is, what are we doing?
How many catchers are in the tight end room?
How many catches?
Returning catches.
One,
like,
Luke.
Like no, I mean I think
returning catchers.
Yeah. Well, how many returning receptions?
Oh,
are there in the tight end room?
Well, Luke Lindenmeyer didn't get a whole lot last year. I mean, you may be looking under 10 for sure. Luke Lindenmeyer throughout his career, I don't know what he'd be at, but we even with whoever we've had with Fedoni, we've struggled to really utilize the tight end room.
I mean, Carter Nelson had.
That wide receiver, 10, though.
Right? Bonner?
Is he going to be, is he at the tight end or slot?
He's at slot. I
don't know. And they're really high on Bonner too, as it's like just a freak of nature, you know, head down, I'm going to bully you guy.
Are you high on Bonner?
As a blocker, yeah. Let's see some playmaking Bonner. I think he's got the athleticism, you know, again, but this is the problem. When you look at all these guys, compared to me, he's got the athleticism. Compared to the rest of the Big Ten, you know, we'll see what Bonner looks like, if that muscle really does make an impact at that slot position.
Harrison, you cannot be wrong in giving your opinion on how you feel, what level of confidence and comfort you have. It's their job to change it.
All right, Bonner, this is probably one of the best ones yet. I'll give Bonner an 8.
Okay.
I'm buying into it right now. We'll see, but I think he's the guy. He's been in the system last year. He showed some flashes. You at least got a little bit of continuity with him. I'm not going to be totally, I'll be caught off guard because I've seen him before if it looks bad. So we'll give him, you know, just him in particular, I feel good about him. 8. It's a lot,
bro. We'll go up and down the coaching staff. Will we come back?
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, welcome to Ticket Weeknights on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing. What are you playing? What is this?
About one-on-one?
That's not one-on-one.
That's generic. That's generic
that is
music.
Not one-on-one.
That's why you're looking at me funny
that
over there.
That is not. I was like, what? What smooth jazz are you playing, dude? What are you doing? I was like, what is that? It's late night, bro. You got to bring energy, man. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Fix that.
Yeah. I need that. The Starter Heavy text line, 402-464-5685. You can chastise Harrison for his confidence and comfort level.
Yeah, so I should have gotten my questions ready to grow.
Amen.
You
will figure this out that, you know, for 2 hours a night going forward. Oh, did I just say we're going to do this 2 hours a night? Yeah, we're going to do this 2 hours a night. We're landing on the full football season schedule for the next 6 months and a pretty good idea of what it's going to look like. There'll be some additional student athlete shows and coaches shows that we add along the way. And some adjustments. Of course, we're fluid and we're professional. Sometimes you got to move things around. We are back on the terrestrial, so you can follow on all of the social media streams, Facebook, YouTube, Allo Channel 961 if you want. The Ticket app, if you haven't downloaded it, please do so, so that you will have it during the football season because you will need it. You will absolutely need it. There'll be multiple streams going on, things going on. As we get into high school, Lincoln Public School football.
Sorry, every Friday night we got that as well.
Yeah, that's the fire up. Well, almost every Friday night.
It's one of my favorite things.
Every Friday night except for the first Friday night of the NFL season because mm-hmm. we have that. But we'll be able to multiple stream in some cases. And so that's some more news that we're allowing people to peek behind the curtain and know some of the things that are coming to 93.7 The Ticket in full. In full, there are lots of things going on. If I said that I like the idea of the Ticket being live until midnight. Sports doesn't stop because of the clock. It doesn't stop. And even if we finished the nighttime, I know that imagine like in basketball season where the games are still going. Of course, you have West Coast games and sometimes the Husker basketball men's and women's or volleyball post games would be late at night and we wouldn't be able to cover it. Well, mm-hmm. we're going to cover it this year. We're going to do Husker volleyball post game shows, right? That's we're diving in the pool. We're diving in the pool to give y'all everything you want. We think it's an epic run. It's a great start. The number one ranked Husker volleyball team. It makes sense to do that.
I tweeted at you too with that PBA. And I saw you had one tweet that went viral.
Spectacular.
You kind of get that crowd in there. It's kind of a
spectacular.
People are paying attention.
What do you mean it went viral? What do you mean it went viral?
Maybe I was looking at the wrong one. I thought you had one that blew up pretty good there, or no?
What define viral?
Well, viral. I don't tweet much. If I tweet and I get 20 likes, I'm like, oh, that's sick. And as a media personality, I got to work on that.
I don't
that.
Know what. Well, yeah. That, speaking of, right? So we teach on the fly. Yes, that for every show forward that you produce, you need to make sure that it is shared and that the talent shares it as well. So that's a big deal. I'm looking back at, I did gain 40.
I think you had one that was like over 300 or maybe 400 likes on there or something like that.
Let's see.
And it was showing Pinnacle Bake Arena. And I
tweeted
on a different one, but the place was popping off. And well, I was like, oh, man.
Okay, I see the one you're talking about. Because it said, I made mention that it has been said that there's no place like Nebraska. And then I said, it's true, 15,000 for women's volleyball. Oh, 800 plus?
Yeah, so that one did pop off. Yeah, that's okay. The one. And,
well, 33, it's, you know, sometimes it's the repost that sometimes will catch my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Jalen Reyes for actually reposting it. but yeah.
It's just a crowd for it was my whole point of that. Like, people are hungry for some volleyball.
Well, it was just three consecutive epic nights. Even the nights when Nebraska, the Friday night, Saturday night that Nebraska wasn't playing, great crowd. Great. I mean, Penn State and Creighton, they showed up. Great event. Shout out to the American Volleyball Coaches Association for putting on the event, the first serve of event. As a matter of fact, they're completing the night. You should probably pull up the results and look at that because they were in South Dakota tonight. And that'll be a part of what we do in the late night is just to update sports stories, scores. Otherwise, if you are local and you were listening to the brick and mortar, you know that the Royals fell 7-0. They only got two hits tonight against the White Sox. They are now 3.5 back from Seattle. The Yankees win against Washington. They move to 4 games ahead of the Royals. The Mariners play later. But the Royals are they're back 3.5 for the final wild card spot. What's happening in volleyball?
So I'm looking at a couple matches right now. You did wrap up with Penn State, number 2 Penn State. They beat Kansas 3-2, 14 ranked Kansas, and then you still got going on right now. 3-2 sets. Kansas pushed back. Penn State being I think they lost a good bit of talent, but nonetheless.
Oh, no. I listen.
Or is that a loaded team coming back?
That is a loaded team. That's an impressive result. Yeah. That's an impressive result for Kansas.
Absolutely.
To take two sets from Penn State. Yeah, you made them go to a fifth set. That's a really talented team. Of course, you got the former Huskers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked really good Saturday. Let's see here. So Penn State won set 1, 25-22. Kansas bounced back and won the next two sets.
Cool. Fourth set was a gut grinder.
Oh, this was, I mean, think about it. Penn State won set 4, 30-28. And then won set 5, 15, the race to 15. They won 15-12. So they were on the ropes against number 14, Kansas. They were on the ropes, and Kansas was on the ropes against Florida. So we know what that was. Currently active in the final showcase event, number 9, Texas A&M, and number 11, Minnesota. They're tied at 22. It's now 23-22, yeah. Minnesota in set 1. So kudos. You know, Nebraska fans, you know, listen, to take down numbers 3 and 6 in dominant fashion
over one weekend,
right? 6 out of 7 sets against 2 top 6 teams in the country, a very talented, high IQ Stanford team. They played well. Shout out to Stanford for their representation. Their coach came in. Was in the building Sunday morning before the game.
Oh, the coach was in here too?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Penn State coach was in Saturday.
I like it. I like seeing the coaches.
Katie Schuster-Crawley, she came in, her and her assistant. They had coffee. Luke got to take care of them. Sunday took some pictures. Sitting on the desk is a signed Stanford volleyball from the event. But yeah, to be able to cover Husker volleyball and then volleyball in full, like women's volleyball in full, we will also, in extending the night, it will allow us to cover more Love volleyball. It will allow us to that's in play. We will work on covering more Supernovas. Don't really know what that relationship will be under John Cook and the new regime, but I know what Love volleyball is willing to do and wants to do. And as a matter of fact, they are willing to help us cover Husker women's volleyball more in greater detail and greater focus. So, and we're working on a Husker volleyball show. I can't say it yet because pen to paper. Once the ink dries, then I can make the announcement. But that we will cover women's Husker volleyball and have a pretty powerful
conversations are a lot easier.
Listen, when you get the right people, the mm-hmm. right folks who can tell you exactly how this thing is supposed to go, perfect. And to cover the entire season. We know that we're going to have a couple of wrestling shows, right? And that those matches, we will have a post-match show for wrestling, right? Ridge has already said, listen, I'm in, right? We got several people. We're almost in a position to have post-UFC fight card shows.
That'll be fun.
Right?
I wonder what kind of niche market that bring in here. Because I shouldn't say niche, because...
Well, no, I mean,
there's a lot of fans.
The complex has got an event Saturday.
Yeah, I think Clyde Johnson's fighting in that one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the MMA crowd is big. I mean, again, they pack PBA and CHI. So that's the thing. And of course, I got to ask Dana, you know, what's the likelihood that you come back to Lincoln? He goes, well, we owe Lincoln a card. Probably a fight night, probably not a pay-per-view, but a fight night. And there are enough. I mean, Grant Dawson, Drew Dober. There's some folks from Nebraska mm-hmm. who you could put on this thing. And of course, with Dana White's contender series, he's also continually looking, he's scouting the area, looking for more Nebraska talent. So, but to be able to do those things. And then, with an Emma Spence in the building, having her do a post-game call-in for women's gymnastics and men's gymnastics, we should. Like, ticket listeners deserve that. They deserve to, quite frankly, downtown Lincoln, you're at PBA, Husker basketball, men's basketball. Well, then let's do a post game for women's basketball.
I just a lot of the fun. You get that, anytime people leave PBA Memorial, it lights up right after. Everyone on the drive home always wants to talk about the game. And it's no different with any of the other events. They're going to turn on the sports station and see if they're talking about it.
The same number of folks that we will have Husker softball postgame shows.
And tennis. We got to hook up Peter Colbelt.
We got to help. Well, we did a pretty good job last year on their run, their NCAA tournament run.
Yeah.
But we'll do more. As a matter of fact, he's coming in Wednesday. So we'll have him Wednesday night here on the ticket, giving his what he thinks will happen with Nebraska football.
I got a little bit of college football out of him last time.
Yeah,
he's a fan of just sports.
Yeah, he loves it. And he and Herman, we're trying to get Herman in to talk about the women's program. And he's got some really talented athletes who would make great hosts and be able to carry us through. So we want the full sports ticket vibe. Husker fans, if there's 500 fans showing up for tennis, those 500 fans and the people who couldn't make it deserve to hear. The parents of these athletes deserve to hear about their young people, right? It doesn't, like gymnastics, all the parents may not be here. Be nice for them to be able to come to the ticket and get that. The wrestling programs as well. So there's lots in store as we add on. And, of course, there are people that have been curious about what the full lineup – It's evolving. But the idea at a minimum to go to midnight Monday through Friday, Sunday as well, because NFL Sunday.
I mean, Sunday we got to fill in like, 3 hours? Now we're there. Some days the easiest day to figure that out.
I'm two of those. Yeah. So
it's like 1 hour.
Right. Like literally that's kind of the thing. And then somebody to give the stats. I do want to do a fan forum show.
That'd be fun.
I have started a list of having fans who love specific teams who are willing to be those people. And, you know, I could do the lazy thing and have Peter Ferguson, because he's a Dallas fan, be the NFC East guy. We can get an AFC West guy, we, you know, to do that and have people come in and have those conversations. But that's also not bad. I would also make them come in at 11 o'clock at night. Like, let me see if you really want to do it.
I know Pete would be good for it, grimacingly.
Right.
He wouldn't.
Right. To be able to do that. But then to also offer this, and if you're listening and you know students who are in the broadcast or radio media major, that if they want opportunity, tell them to reach out. This is the perfect time to reach out, because we will have people who can volunteer to get experience overnight. It was the thing that was done when I was in college, that my first radio gig was overnight. And the hours actually got worse before they got better. It started at midnight to 3. Then I did 3 to 6 a.m. because I thought...
Got too good at your job. That's what happened.
Well, I thought, one, it was a great lead-in, right? Because I wanted... If I was there at 6, I got to hang out with the regular folks at 6, right? And so... And it worked. It worked. But then... As I got better at it, it's, can we move you to 9 to midnight? And I hemmed and hawed at first, and then I realized, no, this was SportsCenter before SportsCenter. That literally it was just call and response. We'll see, in today's market, one, we're giving them experience, and as you can verify and vouch for people, that if they come here and intern and take it serious and get to work, a full-time job is waiting for them. Yeah. And you can't say that about any other station in the state. That's not really what folks are doing. Think about it. You, Nick.
Is that how we all hired here now? All the full-time people?
Well, I mean, Ellie. I mean,
we were all interns. I don't think any of us just got the job.
This is my thing. Mm-hmm. This is my thing. I've said it from day one. One, it's great to have the veterans and the experienced sports people. But My responsibility and the invoice that I have to pay to this thing that I love, that this business that I love, the sports that I love, the people that I love, this town, my responsibility is to create more opportunity. Somebody gave me a chance. Somebody gave me an opportunity. There was zero reason for John Thompson to wrap his hand around my shoulder and teach me. There was zero reason for Joe Gibbs. There was zero reason for Jerry Sloan. There's zero reason for Ron Boone, Larry Michael, Doc Walker, Gary Clark. There are people, Tony McGee, who took a chance. I wasn't a former Redskin player. So I had to sell them on the fact that, one, I was going to outwork anybody else. That was top of the list. You're not going to outwork me. And I say that about businesses. Like I said, we don't have, the ticket doesn't have competitors. It's just us. There's nobody that has the bandwidth or the energy pool that we do. We're a few clicks of a pen away from being 24 hours a day, live, local. Except for when we carry NFL and that sort of stuff. But even then, we stream local. Right? And we have that ability to do so. If I don't make room for Harrison Arns, you're working at a store somewhere. You're doing a whole other thing. That's not what you love. That's not like to watch you and Nick to grow in this thing, to watch Ellie, to watch Bella grow in this thing, right? To take the opportunity and go, Rudy, right? Watching Rudy on Saturday gave me all the feels. Because he was active, he handed out items, he talked to people, he shared stories, he walked people up, he walked them away, he helped in the setup and the breakdown, He's learning the business, and now he's naturally curious. That, well, wait a minute. He literally asked the question, do you think I have a future in this? Yes, I do. As long as you love it and you're not going to be at work. Like those, I tell the former Huskers, if you don't love this, don't do it. Here's the story, and I'll set the gentleman. How you doing? I'll set the standard for this thing so people understand that when I got here, when I got to Lincoln, not planning on owning a station, not buying it, not doing any of the things that we've done.
Yeah, we're just retiring.
I was just, listen, man, I was cool.
I mean, well deserved. I'm not telling. I was just out cool. of curiosity.
I was cool. Look, I've been doing this 35 plus years.
That's why I was like, I wonder if you just thought about, let's get a nice pool and kick back.
Well, no, I was just going to be the guy like walking around, going to PBA, watching games, yelling at people, going to high school sports, asking the coach, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Or you imagine that irritating guy, like just me with no focus, just being able to just berate people about.
Oh, I would love to know what Link would say about DP if you weren't owner.
If you were just that guy. Oh, who's the crazy guy? He's the crazy guy.
Going this guy just shows up everywhere.
Look, man, I'd be at Seacrest every Friday night with a different shirt. Different shirt on every night. Right? Rooting for a different team. Right? Like finding favorite players and favorite coaches. That's what I would have done. But here's the thing. I found out that the Ticket needed a radio host. And I applied. I literally applied. Whoever was interviewing me was not going to have my experience. They wasn't going to know what I knew. They weren't going to have my resources. I knew that. They didn't know that. When I got on air, people didn't know who this guy was. They didn't know that I loved it the way that I do. There's no way they could have known. There's no way. They were like, well, who's this guy? He's not even a Husker. Oh, but you don't know. You don't know. But here's the thing. When they I had to interview 7 times to get the lowest paying job in all of radio in the country. 7 times. Because they couldn't understand. Why would you want to do this? Why would you want to work? I think I made $12 an hour.
So minimum. I mean, they put you on minimum right there.
Right? $12 an hour, 2 hours a day, then 3 hours a day. And that was it. I would have done it for free. That's what I told him. I would have done, you're going to let me talk ball 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. How many listeners out there, if we said, listen, I will teach you how to do this and give you the support, but you got to do it for free. There were people who would line up at the door. Yes, I'm in. I asked the same thing of the pros. That, yes, I want you to take care of your family, and I want you to have money in your pocket. I want you to eat well. I want you to rest well. I want you to have a high ceiling. I want you to be better than I ever was. I want you to build a career. I want you to build a career. I want everybody here to go from the University of Nebraska or Wesleyan or wherever you came from. And that 30 years from now, you're still doing it and you're doing it in whatever way we do it in 30 years. But all with the mindset that if you wouldn't do it for free, it's not for you.
That's especially true in this business.
If you don't want to come here and do this, I haven't worked a day in 30 plus years because I love what I do. And if you don't love it, the moment you come to me where money is the first thing you talk about, it's just like NIL to me. Look, man, I'm giving you a chance to play in the big leagues. This ain't a podcast. This is not mom and dad's basement. I'm not doing it. No, in the big leagues, fully credentialed, federally protected, federally bonded, federally boundary. Professional, the best of equipment, the best place to work in, sights, sounds, et cetera.
Cool studio right now, right? Lincoln, I think.
Right, right. That if you don't want to come, it's like Notre Dame recruits you and you go, yeah, but I'm only going to play for Notre Dame if you give me X number of dollars. enjoy wherever you're going.
Yeah, we'll find another player.
Enjoy. Because if I hate to tell people this, there's nobody better on there. There's nobody more experienced than I am in the state. So here's the thing. If I'm willing to do it free, if I'm willing to do it for, because everybody who works here makes more than I do.
Thanks, boss.
Yeah. Everybody, like when you say that, right? That here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
For what we put into it, everybody here makes more than Becky makes. She's the best marketer in the country. Brilliant. Hours putting in. She's working right now. Guaranteed. She's working right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You guys are both
right
working.
And if you tell me that you want to do this, but that you deserve more than the people who built it and the people who run it and the people who operate it, you're the wrong person. You're the wrong person. So show up like you love it. Show up like it matters. Be proud of yourself. I'll help you make some money. And the folks here are paid well.
Yeah, I mean, I won't give my details out. But folks, I'm doing all right.
Right.
For journalism, it's right. Especially for journalism. Yeah, and that's a very.
Especially now. In this environment, in this economy, and in this business.
If it was, it's crazy. If I didn't know about the ticket and know what 2025 is today, this would be ludicrous.
Right.
To fly, yeah. But luckily, the ticket showed up here in Lincoln. Otherwise,
yeah,
definitely still doing drywall.
Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll get your confidence and comfort level on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, we got to do that, don't we?
Should be fine.
Harrison Arns, DP, one-on-one.
One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, one-on-one. Get used to hanging out with us at night. Get used to that. It's football season. It's football season. And we reset the standard for sports radio and for live radio, because I don't know who else will be live until midnight or 24 hours a day. I don't know if there's anybody in Lincoln or state of Nebraska that would be live. We're going to be live from 6 a.m. Like starting September 1st, 6 a.m. to 12 midnight and maybe more.
I have to think. Maybe,
7 days a week.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the Kyle Perry days. Kyle Perry would be screaming here at 11 that night.
Just crazy.
Full of energy.
Crazy, right? Crazy, right? Update. Texas A&M takes set one from Minnesota.
What was the final? I know it was pretty
25-23. They went on a 3-0 run because it was 23-22 Minnesota. And now in set two, it's 19-18 Gophers. Gophers in the second set with Penn State. Man, Penn State was down 2-1 to number 14, Kansas. Won set four, 30-28, and then iced them out with a 15-12 fifth set to win 3-2. They improved to 2-0, the number two ranked Penn State Nittany Lions.
Barely scraped through.
That's a brawl. That was a brawl. 30-28, save yourself fourth set.
Volleyball seems like it's hitting the point where all water is rising right now. Like, it's just
women's sports.
Yeah, women's sports.
Women's sports are WWE,
it's
UFC.
It's just more competitive.
UFC, the women's fight game is crazy. As a matter of fact, they're headed towards a super fight with Kayla Harrison and Amanda Nunes. That's a super fight. That will lead to other super fights. That will lead to other super fights because at some point Cyborg crosses back over to face the winner of Kayla and Amanda Nunes. Necessary. And there's some other fighters who are looking to cross over. Folks who were in judo, folks who were in boxing who want to cross over so well. And then it is U.S. Open week, and in round one, there was a pretty interesting event, thing that happened tonight. And I looked up at some point and realized that Venus Williams was playing in the active tournament. 45-year-old Venus Williams.
I was just going to ask how old she is.
And they seeded her. Of course, she's in the lower bracket, lower seed. They pitted her against the number 11 in the world, Muchikova. Number 11 in the world. Muchikova wins set 1-6-3. Looked, oh, man. Venus wins set 2-6-2.
I don't know what that does to you as a mindset as an athlete.
That at 45,
you're getting
at
worked.
45, Venus is battling, but she's Venus Williams. Mm-hmm. Muchikova wins the match 6-1 in the third set, but
it still says a lot.
That Venus. Now, here's what that also tells you. Serena, who's getting in shape, dropping weight, right? What would the world do if Venus is Serena's playing in the 2026 U.S. Open or Wimbledon? Because it might happen. Might happen. But it's the U.S. Open, and bravo. I watch probably more of the U.S. Open than most. I will multi-stream, and if you're a streamer, I will watch several tennis matches. So Hulu lets you pick, of all the live matches, you can pick the ones you want to watch. And at several points today, I had three matches going. I tend to want to watch the women's game more because it seems more competitive and more that there's more parity.
I mean, yeah, Wimbledon, you saw it.
Yeah.
Chaos.
But I did stay up last night and watch. There was a late night match that went bonkers. It was crazy. And it ended 12 o'clock, which is 1 o'clock New York time, 2 o'clock, one New York time. And I was just like, wow, this is fantastic. Cause I, for whatever reason, like I get more hyped over the national championship than Wimbledon.
I kind of fall in love with Wimbledon. It's just the scenery up there. It's like Augusta. It's like you're kind of just, it's beautiful. Like if I had to really pick, I might go to Wimbledon.
I'm going to have to ask Cobalt that Wednesday.
It's Wimbledon. It's beautiful.
He played at Wimbledon. He played U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. He didn't play in Wimbledon.
Played U.S. Open. But I was looking for the number 12. Svitolina got upset. Number 12 on the women's side got upset. Of course, number 11 just won. 15, 16, 19. Most of the higher seeds had success. Yastremska at the 20 seed, 20th ranked player, she got beat in three sets. And then you start looking for the American players who are in the rest of it. And then tomorrow it really kind of fires up and kicks off. On the men's side, Jack Draper won in four sets tonight, so that was good. Alcaraz, who's the number 2 seed, is playing currently, won the first set there in set 2 as well. One of my favorite players, Francis Tiafoe, won all three sets tonight as well. He's the number 17 seed, so. And then there's a bunch of four and five set matches in the lower ranking. So it is the national championship, the U.S. Open. It's our tournament, and it's always cool because it also means football season.
Mm-hmm. Like, that is a good point.
You have to pay attention. What is going on downtown that everybody is? Why the streets are so active?
School's back. It's still this week. It looks like this every night now.
Okay, so.
It's cool.
I'll tell you a little thing. So whenever it's move-in day, right, for the new school year,
mm-hmm.
I always just chuckle to myself.
What's sticking out?
Because all the families are there. The parents are so proud. to drop their kids off at the dorm, right? And I am just in the countdown of, because like the parking lot's packed because they're unloading cars and getting them moved in, and there are athletes, there are men athletes helping the freshman girls move in.
What a nice young man.
What a good kid. What a good kid.
Midwest nice probably hurts.
What a good reverse. Kid. What a good kid. What a good kid. And it starts early in the morning, and then by mid-afternoon, like it's, and then you see the parents slowly start, like in some cases, the parents stay over, like the first night. They get a hotel,
yep,
and they stay for the first night. But in some cases, no, those parents are out. Like it is two deuces. Like we're out. And there should be an hourglass clock that you turn over the moment the parents pull out of the parking lot, and to see how quickly the clothes change, mm-hmm, and they have posse'd up, and there is a collection of freshman girls headed to the Haymarket. And I'm going, man, it's a cold world. It's a cold world, bruh.
It helps pay off, you know.
It's a cold world. Like,
I think that's one part where my dad, you know, was happy to have four sons. He just strapped he just helped me with the straps on the back of the truck, and he said, "You're good to go. Drive to Lincoln. I'll meet you down there another day."
My mom was so quick to get out of it. Like they, we had a Lincoln Continental, and I really didn't bring much to campus.
I think that's the most freshman guys experience. Guys, right? Are pretty, like, bad at thinking. I mean, it's the first time most guys are living on their own, and they're just pretty bad at preparing for it.
Well, we knew that the living for baseball players, even a freshman baseball player, we knew that it had everything. Like it had the beds, so mm-hmm, I just needed sheets, comforters, etc. Had a refrigerator.
Your appliances and basic furniture.
Right, right. It had the basic stuff. So, you know, didn't bring much. And we pull up to the dorm in front of my dorm, and my stepdad goes, "Uh-uh, you stay in the car. I'm going to scout the place." And my stepdad, who was, he was a dude, like good looking dude, 6'2", 240, like he's strapping guy. And he's strutting out. He gets out of the car. He's strutting. He walks into the dorm. And he's in there for about 10 minutes, and he walks out and he goes, "All right, now make your entrance. Make your entrance." He goes, I said, "What'd you do?" He goes, "I went in there and went, hey, where do the baseball players check in?" He's announcing it to the dorm in front of, and they're girls all out. You know, yeah, yeah. "My son's a baseball player. Where are the baseball players? Where are they? Who's responsible for taking care of my boy?" And they're lining up, right? And they're paying attention. He walks out. I get out, and they're, baseball player. Harrison, it was diabolical, man.
Great assist.
He was such the dude. Like, he was, listen, my stepdad was a dude. DC cop, had game, right? It was beautiful. And my mom's in the car, and then, perfectly enough, my mom didn't lift the thing, didn't do anything the whole time. We're just going back and forth. And she's just standing there listening. And we get everything in. She gives me a hug and she goes, "There's a girl over on the rail who really thinks you're cute." She goes, "Don't look, but I'm going to point her out to you once you walk up." And I walk up and she just looks over and she, I was like, that's love. That's love. That's love.
Way better wingman than set me up. Our family was just go run the mill and get out of here.
We went to dinner two nights later. Turns out she was a cheerleader. Good call, Mom.
Just scouting down. That's good call, eyes right
Mom.
There.
Good job, Mom. Way to go. Love you. Miss you. Hard to break. we'll close out. we need to get your rankings. We'll get them when we come back.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Isaac, man, go to bed.
Oh, I saw that. Very sweet, though.
No, it's the thing. The streaming numbers are up tonight. There are a lot of folks who decided to hang out.
Yeah, 227.
They thought that, you know, folks are hanging out. Greatly appreciate it. But get used to it, because I don't want to be rude and call it Ticket Center, like Sports Center. But it's going to be like the 10 to midnight. It's going to be Ticket Center. I don't want to use Sports Center.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you would call it.
But it's your sports ticket. And then somebody pitched, it's the ticket ticker. Because we're just going to be reading off scores and updating the story of the day, right? The story of the day. I'm such a grown man, baby. But you know those tickers, the sports tickers?
Yeah.
Can you imagine one?
Oh, we have not thought about that here yet. That'd be sick in this studio. For everyone, I'm saying DP's pointing above our heads at the window and having a ticker. So that way it means you guys walked past the live windows.
Uh-huh.
You'd be able to see what we're talking about that day as well.
Yep. It's going to happen.
That'd be cool. And then put the helmets above it and just get carried away now.
Well, let's go crazy. Let's go crazy.
All right, go ahead.
Because it would just give the scores.
Yeah.
It would just give the scores like they do at the bottom of ESPN, right? And it's the next thing. And I have so many. I have a bunch
it just,
of
it just looked really cool. I mean, I'm envisioning what that would look like.
Well, but also imagine we could put the ticker on the bottom of the stream.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking, you know, because right now we have, you know, some sort of ticker / banner. If we could.
But you could put above that.
Have it updated and then just control all of it from here. And I get where you're going with it. I like this.
Yep.
Also, we got all these helmets in here. This studio's awesome. Oh, man. I keep saying it, but it really is. It's a cool place to work.
It's the thing. But yes, so starting next week, with the rest of the lineup pretty full, there are some new things about to happen, about to jump off. The ticket's going to get bigger, stronger. We'll go deeper. And we'll be better. I still like One-on-One because it allows me to talk to coaches and, you know, players and that sort of thing, right? But I think the ticket ticker, ticket late night.
I'm not sure what the name is yet. I like Ticket Center.
Right?
But like, we're not the center. It does sound a little self-indulgent there, but.
Well, but we are. We're the Sports Center of Lincoln.
Yeah, it's like.
We're the Sports Center.
Just need.
Well, it's Lincoln's. Sports ticket.
It is. Sports ticker might be the best one so far. Or a ticket ticker.
Right.
Or ticket center. I'm split.
Right.
Ticket center sounds the best. Ticket ticker makes maybe the most sense.
I just think, and again, it's the recap of the day and our ability to break down the stories. It is 1-1. Minnesota wins set 2, 25-21. And they're in set 3. And it's tied at 8, set 3. Of course, Penn State winning 3-2 over Kansas earlier tonight. Royals fall 7-0, only 2 hits. They dropped a 3.5 back. But I want just we're pitching the idea that the late night during basketball season, it's chaos. Like, it'll be crazy. But think about Major League Baseball playoffs where we can go late into the night. We can go late Saturday, right? Because college football, going till midnight, just updating scores and playing highlights. Like, we can grab clips and there's just a lot that can be done and will be done on the ticket.
Oh, well, I mean, at the end of the day, that's the time you got all that stuff ready.
Well,
together and the hash out, and then you're ready for day 2.
We get to see downtown Lincoln in full.
It is a lot more fun. I will say, now that school's back, you do get a lot more activity out here, and it's a good time to get this thing back and running.
Yep. There's a thing that was done. We'll close with this. It said, if NFL teams were colleges, And to give you some idea, they put the Falcons with TCU, saying never lying down, but championship game failure. They have the Panthers with Auburn, longing for the days of Cam Newton, which is hilarious.
That one might be a little bit more disrespectful to Auburn than it is Panthers, but I mean,
that's right. Tell me which one applies to Nebraska. Haven't won anything meaningful since the 1990s, or incredible fan bases who deserve better.
Pat myself on the back, B. Both are true, but B, I mean, we're talking about the
90s. What if I told you that one of those teams is the Cowboys and one of those teams is the Bears? Which program is Nebraska? They put them with Chicago, saying they have incredible fan bases who deserve better. They put Tennessee with Dallas, saying they haven't won anything meaningful to the 90s. I think, in fact, that Nebraska is the Cowboys of college football.
Yeah, because as much as I love the Bears, they didn't. It's not like they had a nice run. They had a feared run, but it wasn't nearly as long as what the Huskers had going.
Well, but they are the NFL. The Bears started this thing. They were the party starter. So they have long run. But we'll go over this for tomorrow.
Okay, this will be good.
Yeah, we'll just. Harrison, thank you, kind sir. yeah.
This will be fun.
This will be fun. Y'all have a great night. Harrison, you gonna talk or you gonna run a replay? What are you gonna do?
Best of ticket. We got the my show.
Oh, run Black shirt.
Yeah, that one's coming up next year. I'm gonna get back there. I got some work to do here yet. But nonetheless, appreciate you guys listening. And as DP said, you can stay tuned for the stuff going forward. Don't go anywhere though. More ticket coming your way next.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.